Hey everyone, and welcome back to the Walking Dead series by The Verdict's Inn. I'm your host, Nicole.
I'm Gary.
And today we are talking about The Walking Dead Season 6, Episode 13, entitled The Same Boat. It was written by Angela Kang, who has worked on The Walking Dead since 2010, and she's also worked on Harley Quinn and Terriers. And it was directed by Billy Guyhard, and he had a really big resume. He's worked on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., The Walking Dead. He did one episode of Jessica Jones. He's done 3 episodes of Rectify and 10 episodes of Sons of Anarchy.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, he had more, but that was just like...
Yeah, you could stop it there.
I know. It was good. So I was like, whoa, okay. And he did an excellent job this week.
Oh, yeah. Excellent job.
The episode... Oh, if you guys haven't listened to our Instant Cast, that's where we talk about the episode right after we finish watching it. Listen to that. But we clearly love the episode.
Right, right.
And we have now watched it for a second time, and I still enjoyed it just as much.
Oh, yeah, this was a great episode.
So the way our podcast works is we discuss our likes, our dislikes, which there's not many this week, and any listener letters, and then we also have an award and a prediction. So we're going to start the likes off with all the stuff that we liked from The Saviors.
Okay.
We loved them. They were great, right?
Yeah, they were.
They were very entertaining. As bad as they were, of course, we're not supposed to want them to stay, because if they stay, that means someone in Rick's crew can't stay. They can't be together.
Yeah.
But they were awesome for the episode.
Yeah, well, you know, we got to keep it balanced.
We have to keep it balanced. Part of me was wishing that maybe Paula, the girl with the red hair,
yeah,
that somehow she would convince them, like she would come to the other side, like how Tara did.
Yeah.
Tara was with the governor, and then she ended up being with Rick's crew. So part of me was kind of hoping, was there any way to turn her into Rick's crew? But there was no way, I guess, around that.
No, they probably had to get rid of Pastor Gabriel.
Why would they get rid of Pastor Gabriel?
Somebody got to go.
I don't know. Abraham, anything, because there can't be 2 redheads. But how the Saviors got the drop on Maggie and Carol... We discussed that in our Instant Cast. No, we discussed it last week. We're like, where did they come from? So I appreciate that they showed us kind of what was going on with Maggie and Carol, and then seeing how they got the drop on them.
Yeah.
It's still kind of question, where did they come from?
I think they ran from the building.
Oh, they ran. Okay.
Yeah. When the alarms went off, I think they just came straight out.
Okay. It's a possibility. And then later on, Paula, the redhead, she says, you trashed my home, or you guys took away my home. So,
yeah.
Remember how we were trying to figure out, was that their home or like a storage unit?
Yeah, she confirmed it.
Yes. And the lady that plays Paula, her name is Alicia Witt. Some things you guys might know her from. She played on Friday Night Lights, at least according to IMDb, which is surprising because I watched every episode of Friday Night Lights and I just don't recognize her from it.
Maybe she didn't have red hair.
No, she's always had red hair, because when they said Urban Legend was the next thing, was one of the things on her list, I'm like, I was a big fan of Urban Legend when that came out back in 1998. I thought at the time, and kind of still, I thought it was like the scariest movie I've ever seen.
Right?
Yeah. Now, granted, I don't like scary movies, so almost anything scares me, which is weird because I like The Walking Dead and that doesn't scare me, but Urban Legend, someone's in the back of your car. Do you know what movie I'm talking about?
Yeah, it wasn't that scary to me.
No, even me saying someone's in the back of your car, I get scared. Like, ever since I've seen that movie, I always look in the back of a car before I get in it. Like, that movie was... I want to see if I watch it today, would I still feel the same way. But back in the day, scary movie. And she's also played on House of Lies. I haven't seen all the seasons of that. Elementary, which I've never watched. And Justified, which I've never watched. But she those are her more recent credits that you guys might recognize her from.
Those are great shows.
Yeah. Justified, I heard nothing but good things. Elementary's good. House of Lies is good. I just need to catch up.
Yeah.
I'm like 5 seasons behind. Or however many seasons they have. I'm like almost all of them behind. We talked last night on the Instant Cast, and I love, and I think you would agree, the dialogue that they had this episode.
Yeah, it was pretty good. I mean, it was simple.
Yes.
It was simple. It wasn't, riddle rhyming metaphors.
Right.
It was just straight to the point.
Right. And one of the things that the older lady, Molly, said that. She said, they must think we're stupid. And then Paula says, That's a good thing. And I like it because that's exactly what Carol was doing.
Yeah, Carol, she was acting.
She was acting stupid, and it turned out to be a good thing.
She was acting stupid. She was probably acting a little timid.
Timid, scared. She was acting like a little punk. She was acting like Pastor
like
Gabriel.
A little punk.
She was. And she was acting like Pastor Gabriel, really, if you think about it. Like the old Pastor Gabriel, 3 episodes ago, Pastor Gabriel.
Yeah.
But when she said that, I was like, you guys don't even know. You guys don't even know. So I like that. And then we talked about the girl power last night, but there was definitely some girl power here because when the only dude there amongst 4 women, who did he try to beat up on? Carol, Maggie?
He tried to beat up on all of them.
On both of them? Yeah, all of them. And he got the hit on Paula, but she had to knock him out. The few of them, Maggie tripped him, and I don't know, they all ended up knocking him out. They tag teamed him.
Yeah. But no, she knocked him out with the gun.
Okay, yeah, because Maggie tripped him, and then Carol kicked him, but then he kicked the shit out of Carol, and then that's when she hit him with the gun.
Yeah, Maggie headbutted him.
Yeah, Maggie's a badass.
She is.
We'll get to that when we get to the Maggie part, but oh, I love Maggie this episode. And then when the other girl, I don't know if we ever learned her name, the one with the brown hair, one that we discussed last night that was pregnant at one point, but I like when she said to Maggie, you know you're not you're not the good guy. You should know that.
Yeah, that was deep.
And we've kind of been discussing that, right?
Yeah. We've been saying that our group's been getting darker and darker. It's like the things that wouldn't be normal to us back then are just normal now.
Right.
Like when Rick said, this is what we got to do, we was like, oh yeah, this is what we got to do. But before, we couldn't picture Rick saying this.
Definitely. Even we go back to just season 3. Rick would, when the governor left, the governor kind of just left. You know, Rick, when they weren't trying to, who was the only one went after them? Michonne.
Yeah, Michonne
was trying to look for him still.
Yeah.
But other than that, everyone was like, oh, he's gone. Okay, cool. We'll just keep living on.
Yeah.
Whereas we saw Rick slowly change. I think Terminus was just the breaking point for Rick. And when they left Terminus and he's like, okay, we got to go back and finish them. And everyone's like, no, Rick. That was season 5.
Yeah.
So it's probably been a good almost a year and a half or for us ever since season
5. Well, I think the governor changed him.
Okay.
Because he wouldn't have thought about going back and finishing him at Terminus if it wasn't for the governor.
It wasn't for the governor because the governor came back. And right. That's what he said. I think he said this season.
They always come back.
They always come back. So I understand if you put yourself in Rick's shoes, I wouldn't trust anyone ever in the world. So I can't really blame him.
Yeah, not a zombie apocalypse.
Nah.
And you see, Maggie has that same mentality right now. Like she said, we got to finish this.
Right. I was surprised to hear her say that, though. Because I guess I don't have that many thoughts on Maggie. To me, she's never been a standout character to where, and we've only been podcasting on this show since this season, but she's never really been a character that I've had anything really to say much about. You know?
Right.
Like, you don't ever see people going, oh, badass Maggie. You know, you see badass Carol, badass Michonne.
Yeah.
But, I don't know. Maybe there are some Maggie lovers out there, and I'm not a Maggie hater. I just wasn't really a Maggie. I was just whatever on Maggie.
Right.
But this
like,
week.
We I don't think we hated anybody on the team.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't.
There was Beth. I mean, I didn't hate Beth.
Yeah, you hated Beth.
She was sweet girl. She was a very sweet girl. She didn't belong in the zombie apocalypse. She just always seemed so out of place. She was too sweet to be there.
So she would never survive the zombie apocalypse?
No, it would have been like what Molly was saying to Carol. No, not the other lady saying to Carol, like, how did you survive this long?
Yeah.
So, I don't know. She just never fit in that world for me. So I guess I really never hated any of them.
Well, until now.
Until now. Well, who do I hate now?
Redhead. What's his name?
Oh, Abraham?
Abraham.
I don't hate Abraham. I just think he's going to die. If I could say I hate anyone, it's not hate, such a strong word. My mom always told me, I would say Eugene maybe, and I don't even hate him. He's just not even worth hating. But if I had to say I don't like a particular character, it would be Eugene. But when the girl said to Maggie, she's like, don't draw this out, bitch. When Maggie threw up.
Yeah. I think we both start rolling on that part.
Right. I like that girl too.
Yeah.
She didn't get as much spotlight as Paula, but she was like a badass in her own way.
Yeah, the Saviors was a rowdy, but they were unique.
Yes.
They were unique because, I mean, we liked them.
I would love to know more about the Saviors.
Yeah.
Like, it'd be cool if they did another spinoff with the background of the Saviors. And maybe one day we'll be loving the Saviors. Like, oh, you know, Rick and them eventually kill them, you know.
Well, we don't know actually how many of them that Rick killed. How many is out there.
Yeah, they're not. They can't all be gone.
Well, we see that they have the scouts out there.
Right.
That's coming to get them. But where are they taking them back to? So they got to be taking them somewhere.
Yeah, they might have a few camps.
Yeah.
And then just a small quick note when Paula said, guys can't handle pain. I like that.
Yeah, I didn't like that. I didn't agree.
Of course you didn't like it. Men can't handle pain, though. They really can't. And then the lady, Molly, her butt, she's funny. When she was like, oh, those idiots, they were probably putting on a big show when Carol was explaining what happened.
Yeah, it's funny because they were.
That's exactly what they did.
And we're talking about the part when Carol was explaining how the bikers rode up on Daryl and them.
Right.
Daryl.
Sasha and Abraham.
Yeah. And it was funny that she said that, yeah, I bet them idiots put on a big show.
Yep. And they sure did.
They did.
Stopped them on the road. They could have just minded their own business.
Well, they could have just finished them when they took them out the car. But they wanted to put on a show.
Do all that talking. Well, speaking of just finishing them, it's not really a dislike. And that's why I'll discuss it now. But I don't see why the Saviors, and not that I wanted it to happen, but I don't see why the Saviors didn't just finish Maggie and Carol off, like, right away.
Well, I don't think they plan on killing them. Because remember, they said we're going to leave them behind because we need to travel light.
Right, but they kept, I mean, at the beginning, Paul's like, don't do anything because I'm so close to shooting you. I'm so close to killing you. And we know they're not scared to kill.
Yeah, they're not. But I think that they was holding them as maybe a little collateral.
Just so they can get out of there.
Maybe we can get out of here if we have something they want.
Okay. Because to me, all it did, the longer they talked and started engaging in conversation with Maggie and with Carol, it was like right there, I knew they weren't going to make it. I knew. Because the longer you talk to the person, you're opening yourself up to vulnerability.
Yeah, and then everyone wanted to tell their backstory.
Yeah, they're giving their backstory. While you're talking, they're sitting there watching you, seeing how you move, where's your weapons, what's a good exit plan. And so the longer they talked, even though I loved listening to them, I was like, yeah, they're not going to make it.
So what did you think about Molly? That's redhead, right? Molly?
No, that's Paula.
Paula's the redhead.
Yeah.
So what did you think about Paula's story about the three boiling pots, the carrot, the egg, and the coffee?
I actually love that. So Gary, just to remind you guys of the story Gary's talking about, she said her mom told her a story about how there's three pots of hot water, boiling water. One has a carrot, one has an egg in it, one has coffee beans. And when the carrot goes in, it comes out, it went in strong, but comes out soft because now it's boiled. It's a boiled carrot. And when an egg goes in, it goes in soft, but comes out hard. But when the coffee beans goes in, it changes the water. So the water doesn't change it, the coffee beans change it. And she tells Carol, you're supposed to want to be the coffee beans.
Yeah, that was a cool story.
That was a cool story. Maybe it's like a known story, but I've never heard it before.
Yeah, I never heard it either.
So I really enjoyed the story. I guess I would want to be the egg or maybe the coffee beans.
Oh, yeah. I definitely got to be the coffee beans.
I don't know if I want to be for sure the coffee beans. Because to me, it's like, I mean, I wouldn't mind being the egg preferred over the coffee beans.
Well, I think what she meant by that is that there's nothing, you're not supposed to let anything change you. If anything, you change it.
Oh, okay. Well, when you put it that way, okay.
Because she was saying the coffee is the only thing that changed the water. And that's what you want to be. When you want to go in there, you don't want to have anything make you softer or anything that makes you harder.
Okay.
You actually want to come in there and make it go to your rhythm.
All right. Okay. When I thought of the egg, I thought of coming out stronger. Rather than letting something break you, you come out strong, you come out on top.
Yeah. Well, you know, a lot of them were the eggs.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, Carol? Is a prime example of an egg.
Maggie?
Rick?
Oh, Rick? Yeah.
Rick has definitely changed. Pastor Gabriel?
Oh, yeah.
So, there's a lot of examples of eggs there.
Paula?
Paula, yeah. She thinks she's the coffee bean. But is she really? To me, the coffee beans are the walkers.
You know what? Maybe she is the coffee beans. Because if you think about it, she was killing before she had to kill. She said the first person she killed was her boss.
Yeah, I didn't know if that she meant like 3 months into the apocalypse, she was still with the boss and she had to kill him, or what happened. Like,
when she said the boss, she knew he was going to slow her down.
So why did she kill that? I didn't get that part.
So she's saying she's still the same person she was.
Yeah, but why, if he was going to slow you down, why don't you just leave him? Why did you have to kill him? Like, okay, deuces, we don't have to hang out anymore. You know?
Yeah.
And then it wasn't clear the timeline on when she killed him. Like, were they 3 months together and all they had was each other and she had to kill him? I just wasn't clear on that part of it.
Right.
But I enjoyed hearing her backstory. And we found out she was married with 4 kids. So, I mean, in a way, she's kind of like a younger version of Carol. Because Carol lost her daughter.
Yeah.
And this lady lost 4 of her kids. So I can only imagine what that did to her. Oh, well, we can assume she lost 4 of her kids. They're not with her, so she assumes they're dead, or she got confirmation that they're dead.
Right.
But she said, I'm still me, but better.
Yeah. It's just that she stopped counting after she killed, like, four people.
Got double digits.
Double digits, yeah.
And that's when she stopped caring.
Yeah, because she stopped caring.
Which seemed weird, because that's the opposite of Carol. That's when Carol started counting. When she realized, like, hold on, how many do I got? 18. And now 20. Hold up. You know, now she realizes she cares.
Yeah.
And if you think about it, 20 people, that's like in the real world right now, that's like a serial killer.
Yes, they're serial killers.
You know, they are serial killers. It's like, how do you go in there and be like, yeah, I killed 20 people. Like, if the world, who said, Bob, when Bob kept telling Rick, this is not the new world. Remember, he's like, this is just kind of like a bad dream that one day you're going to have to get out of.
Yeah.
And I think that, like, once the world goes back to normal, eventually, they're going to have to remember they did all this stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, they're going to remember body counts.
Yes. And be like, yeah, I killed about 20, 30 people. Like, damn, it's a lot of people. You got some explaining to do, you know? All right, when Molly called Maggie Magnolia, I died. I thought that was just funny.
What did
she say?
Where
are you at, Magnolia? Magnolia. So Maggie getting all types of disrespect in her name, because the guy last week, whatever his name was, at Hilltop, he called her Natalie.
Yeah.
But this lady, Magnolia, that was even
Magnolia.
Funnier.
Magnolia, yeah.
All right. And then I liked when Paula was like to Carol, she's like, you were her. You know, like you, that weak person that you're trying to act like, you were once her.
And that's what I was saying in Instant Cast. I was saying that maybe Carol wasn't acting. Maybe Carol just had her cool off. She was on a level one. I don't think Carol's ever changed. Carol's going to be Carol, the baker, the housewife, the community mom, soccer mom.
Right.
I think when she's at 100%, when she's, you know, just killing and doing all badass Carol, I think that's when she toughen up. I think that's the character.
Okay. Kind of like Beyonce, where she goes, when she's on stage, she's Sasha Fierce. So, like, when Carol is fighting, that's like the badass Carol.
Yeah. I think when it's time to get into character, she just jumped right in.
Okay.
But I think she prefers to be baking cookies out of pine cones and beets?
Beets and acorns.
And acorns, yeah.
All right. Well, that's next actually on our list is Carol. Just all the badass shit that she did this episode.
She did a lot of badass shit.
Her acting scared, which in a way, was she scared? Now that, you know, you had me thinking, even when we were watching the second watch, I started thinking, what is real? What is like the real Carol?
Right.
You know, we saw her tell Maggie, let's go. And it's like, that's not Carol. So she's changed, just like Morgan told her. People change.
Right. So the question I asked you before was, when do you think she changed?
Back to her old self again?
Right. Well, when she no longer wanted to kill. When she started thinking about it.
Probably when she saw little Sam's grave. Now, she might not know that Sam, those last final thoughts of him, of his, were her threatening him. She sees his grave and she probably thinks those last final words I said to him was always, go away, Sam. Leave me alone, Sam. We're not friends, Sam. So she probably starts realizing, like, damn, when did I come such a cold-hearted person to kids? Not just adults, but to kids, you know?
Right. Well, you know, I started to see change in her. And I just thought about this last night after we discussed this. But I started to see change in her after the wolves. When they first came in and raided the spot. Mm-hmm. And she had to jump in the character, you know, put a W on her head. Remember, right after that fight, she sat down on the stairs, wiped her head, and she, like, she was almost in tears, and she just started smoking a cigarette.
Right. She probably was like, well, what the F did I just do? I killed so many people.
Right.
You know, I mean, it's like, I don't want to compare it to police officers, but police officers, don't they have to go through some type of counseling even if they kill a bad guy? It's a bad guy that was trying to kill you, but it takes a toll on you. So even though these are people that were trying to kill her, it probably still has to take a toll on her emotionally because she's human.
Yeah.
And then we find out, or I didn't really know for sure last episode or last night when we first watched it, but hearing her talk about it again today when we watched it again, she missed that guy on purpose, like when she shot him in the arm.
Yeah, she meant to, because remember she shot him in the arm and she said, let's go.
Yeah, yeah. So she, it's not like, oops, bad shot, I shot him in the arm. She could have did headshots all day if she wanted to.
And remember, she said that she should have just killed him. None of this would have happened.
Right.
And she's right, because if she would have just killed him, they wouldn't have got the ladies wouldn't have got the drop on him. The only reason the ladies got the drop on him, because she shot him in the arm and Maggie went to finish him off. So that kind of separate them a little distance from each other, where the ladies were able to sneak up on him.
Okay.
Because remember, the guy wasn't able to sneak up on him because Carol, the way they were angled, facing each other.
Right.
So the ladies would have never got the upper hand if they never left from where they were standing.
Well, two questions. When the guy came up on him, did he not see that Carol was facing him? Like, what did he think was going
to
happen?
Well, it looks like he tried to shoot first.
Okay.
Because remember, he was running up. He ran up. He pointed his gun. He was just slower.
Okay.
And Carol shot him in a gun that he was pointing. I mean, in an arm that he was pointing the gun with.
Right. And then second question, it's possible if Carol would have shot him right then and there, that Paula would have just shot but them right then and there as well.
Yeah, but I'm saying they would be more on alert.
Okay. Okay. I just don't want Carol to take the blame for this, you know?
No, I don't think she did anything wrong.
Right.
I mean, people change.
Yeah. And then you mentioned it this episode, or the second time we were watching it, is her leaving those footprints for Daryl.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, I didn't catch it first watch, but I caught it her doing it this time when you mentioned it.
Yeah.
And then even Paula's like, how did they find us? Right. There must have been footprints.
Yeah.
So that was good.
Yeah, every time they told Carol to turn, she'd drag her foot with the turn.
Mm-hmm. And then even last night when we first watched it, how Carol got those Catholic beads, what are they called again? Rosemary?
Yeah, rosary beads.
Rosary. Yeah. Rosemary. Yeah, so even when we watched it last night, I was thinking, what did Carol have? Where'd she get those from? But now we saw a second watch. It was from that walker that they dragged out. Like, she just pulled those beads off of him.
Yeah.
And she was like, what's that called when the people act and they're like, okay, here's this what you're going to do. And they just give them a scene and yet they just do it on the spot rather than like know ahead of time.
Yeah.
Improv. Yeah. Yeah, like, I swear that's all she needed. She saw the beat, she's like, okay, boom, this is my backstory.
Yeah.
She had like 3 minutes to prepare. I was like, damn, she is good.
Yeah, Carol's good.
The hyperventilating, we talked about that last night.
Yeah, when she was hyperventilating, I said last night that maybe she was trying to give Maggie a heads up. But I don't know. I don't know anymore. I don't know whether she was really hyperventilating. I mean, she did such a good job that you just really can't tell.
I mean, Maggie was even fooled.
Yeah.
And which is why she couldn't give Maggie a heads up, because then Maggie probably wouldn't have been able to act it out as good.
Yeah.
Just like when you think about it, when they first went to Alexandria, she didn't tell anyone, hey, this is what I'm about to do. They just saw her doing it. Like, you know?
Carol, what you
doing? Yeah, like, what the heck, you know? So that's how she get down. And when she said, don't hurt the baby, and that's when we find out Maggie's 2 months pregnant, so that's why she's not showing. There are some women that don't show until they're like 4 or 5 months pregnant. So Maggie, they're probably going to have Maggie be that way. She probably won't even show until she's about 4 or 5 months.
Yeah. He's probably like 2 or 3 villains down the road.
Yeah, several villains down the road. Maggie better be sitting her butt at home. I know that much. And the lady was like, no. Actually, it was funny when Carol was like, no secondhand smoke, or don't be smoking near the baby. And the lady was like, you worried about secondhand smoke right now?
Right. Yeah, she's worried about the wrong thing.
Wrong about the wrong things, honey. Yeah,
we're about to kill you.
Right, right. Another thing that we had that we liked is how Carol mixed the truth with a lie. And they say that's always like the best way to lie. Because it sounds more believable.
Yeah, when you add truth to it.
Yeah, you add truth to it, a little truth to it, a little lie. But I loved how she did that, you know? Because she even said, just listen to Rick. He won't risk our lives. He won't risk our lives or something like that. And like, to me, that was part truth, part lie, because yeah, he's not trying to risk your lives. But at the same time, you know, Rick is coming.
Yeah. And you know, Rick's going to kill him.
Yeah. And you know, Rick is going to kill him. She's like, Rick is a man of his word.
She know if Rick don't kill him, somebody will.
Right.
Somebody in the group will kill him.
Somebody with Daryl, whoever, one of them. Pastor Gabriel.
Maggie.
And because she said there were 8 of them out there. I can't remember who all from the Rick's crew was all. Oh, Tara. Not Tara.
Yeah, Tara was out there.
Was she still out there?
Yeah.
She didn't go with Heath then?
I don't think they left yet, did they?
Remember, we saw Heath drive off.
We saw him drive off? I know we saw him get into the truck.
Oh, maybe. Are you saying he didn't drive off then?
I don't know.
Okay. Rosita was probably there. Abraham was probably there. Sasha.
Jesus.
Oh, yeah. Jesus. Okay.
That's a bit funny saying that. Jesus.
Okay.
Jesus with them.
Okay. Now that you mentioned Jesus, I got something to say, but I'll wait till the end to say it. Last thing for Carol is, all right, and then last on our list of likes for Carol is when Paula was like, what are you going to do, kill me? And Carol was like, I hope not. And it was like, boom. As soon as Carol said that, I said, yeah, she's going to have to.
Yeah. I knew it was going to come down to that hand battle.
You think so?
I knew it. I knew it was.
Really? See, I kind of, well, we'll talk about
that. I knew it wasn't going to be no easy shootout.
Yeah.
And Carol just shoot her. I knew they were going to have to do that Jesus Kung Fu.
Right. Everybody know Kung Fu now.
Everybody know Kung Fu now.
Okay.
So I thought that they were going to do the post zombie apocalypse.
What is
Kung
that?
Kung Fu.
I'm glad at least they didn't go too far. Like, they weren't doing all the moves that Jesus was doing.
Yeah.
Because part of me still wonders, like, how Carol knows how to fight people so damn good. Like, I know she has the courage to shoot and everything like that. But, like, when did we ever see her practicing how to fight?
Yeah.
Or did that just come with practice? I don't know.
Yeah.
But sometimes I'll be wondering, like,
But like you said, at least it's not the Jesus move.
Yeah. At least it wasn't too...
Because, you know, they have some shows that everybody in the show know Kung Fu for some reason. And I'll
name a movie. What was it? Fast and Furious 8 or 7, whichever one, the last one. Everyone in that movie knew Kung Fu. I'm like, what the hell? How did everyone in that movie know Kung Fu?
Yeah, so it's just good that they're keeping us a little normal.
Right. Yeah, because there was a lot of pushing and shoving and then boom. So, yeah, it was cool. All right, next we have Maggie. What did you like most about Maggie this week?
Maggie was just badass. Maggie is the new Carol.
Yeah.
She's the new old but new Carol.
Okay. Carol 2.0.
And she also have a little bit of Rick mix in there.
Yeah, saying we got to finish them.
Yeah, we got to finish this. We got to finish him.
And she was like real serious about that.
Yeah, she was serious. She said that when they were in the room by themselves.
Right.
We got to finish them.
Now, I like when they found out Maggie was pregnant and the lady's like, you know, do you think that was a smart move to get knocked up? And Maggie said, when was it ever smart to get knocked up?
Right.
And I love that because she's right. I mean, people died during childbirth. People sometimes still die during childbirth, unfortunately. Not as common as it was back in like the 1800s or whatever.
Which they took it back there.
Yes.
If you think about it. Because they don't have like the doctors.
The medicine. I mean, just saw Lori die during childbirth.
Yep.
Because, I mean, is that why she died? Or was she just like so weak? Or how'd that happen? they had to do a C-section for whatever reason. I don't know why they had to do a C-section. And then remember when they cut her, she died somehow. But who knows? But yeah, she was right when she said, when was it ever smart to get knocked up? I thought that was funny. And then when she even told that lady, I'm not planning on dying today.
Yeah. Yeah, Maggie's scary.
Yeah.
She's scary.
I like this new Maggie. And then I loved when she set up the walker, the guy walker.
Yeah. Tied the rope to his belt.
Yeah. I mean, like I said last night.
More like an alarm system.
Exactly.
That bites.
I mean, I said last night I felt bad for that lady for dying because she never had a fighting chance. But it was still badass how they set her up.
Yeah. And plus, I mean, she was dying anyway.
Yeah. She said she was a dead woman walking.
Right. I think she had cancer.
I guess so. Because she coughed and she was coughing up blood.
Coughing up blood, but she was still smoking.
Oh, I see that all the time. People have cancer. I mean, I don't know, all the time. That's a little drastic. I mean, but you hear about people who have cancer and they'll still smoke. Or people that have the thing in their neck or whatever. And they'll, like, somehow still smoke, I think. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Okay. All right. And then last on our, like, list of likes, or two more things, is the kill floor.
The kill floor. Yeah.
Now, I looked up kill floor, and it looks like it's a place where you slaughter animals, or at least that was kind of, like, one definition of the place where you can, it's like a clean place where you can slaughter animals.
Right. So, I think that was a part of the farm.
Okay.
Because it looked like the crew, the saviors, that was a farm they were on.
Right.
So, this had to be, like, in the woods off to the cut that they had where they slaughtered the animals at.
Okay. But I thought that scene was evil, but effective.
Yeah.
I mean, in some ways, it was evil because it was like, you're really going to watch these people burn to death? Like, that is cold.
That's the worst way to go.
That is the worst way to go.
But you know what? I didn't feel bad for them.
You didn't?
No. I didn't feel as bad for them as I felt for the people getting killed in their sleep.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
It wasn't the same feeling.
It wasn't the same feeling.
I mean, I feel kind of chills, like, oh, man, they're getting burned alive.
I mean, it was a
but
close...
that's about it.
It was a close second. But Maggie, the look on Maggie and Carol's face, both of them, they weren't happy about it. You know, like, how the saviors, they look like they were happy for their kills.
Yeah.
Maggie and Carol look like, damn, can't believe we just did that. Don't want to talk about it ever again.
Right.
So, but it was...
You know, Carol's not really in the killing mood.
Well, Carol, she doesn't really like to share her kills. You know, no, like, she never tells people about her kills. If they don't see it, they just never happen. Because no one still knows at this point Tyrese is dead, so no one knows whatever happened to those two little girls, Lizzie and Mika. You know?
Yeah.
Carol's keeping that, she's keeping that secret to herself. So she keeps her kills to herself, unless people see them.
Well, she told Maggie, like, this is around 20.
Yeah, but Maggie's not going to say, damn, who all did you do? Like, they're not going to trade names, you know?
Yeah. One day I wish they would sit up and trade names.
I know. One day I wish...
Well, at least the people we know.
Yeah,
I wish... I'm pretty sure there's some random people out there that they just killed. And... Or unless they call them the random person at the farm over here, close to the house. And then we probably remember, like, okay, yeah, I remember that random person.
Yeah. The guy in the road. But... I would like to see them talk a little more because so many times stuff has happened and no, like even now, the Morgan thing, everyone's keeping secrets from each other. No one ever really talks to each other of stuff that's going on. So I would like to see them one day have a conversation and just be like, I don't know, sitting around talking about it. Like, not as a funny thing, but like, damn, I had to kill that person. Like, that was the hardest kill.
Damn, remember when you slammed me, Morgan?
Right, remember when you body slammed me? Yeah, like nobody knows about that.
I'm
going to
get you back.
You know, there's just a lot of shit that nobody knows about.
There is.
I would like that, but...
But you see the same thing that Morgan did is the same thing that Carol's doing now. The difference is Carol has regret.
Yeah, because Morgan's not willing to kill at all, I don't think.
And I don't think he regrets not killing. But Carol do. Because remember, Carol said, if I would have just killed that guy, none of this would have happened.
Right. I think she doesn't regret not killing. She regrets what happens when she doesn't kill.
Yeah, she regretted what happened next.
Right. I mean, she knows people can change. I think she'll agree with Morgan on that.
Yeah.
But what do you do until the time that they change? what do? Just hope they don't kill you until they finally change their mind? So, but I loved her and Daryl's scene together at the end when he was like, you good? And she was like, no. And then they hug.
Yeah.
So it shows that still that close connection that they got.
Yeah. Around the same time, we hear Maggie say that she's done.
Yeah. We brought that up last night. And I was thinking, it's about damn time.
It is.
It's about time.
But she went out with a bang.
She did. But after you burn people alive, there's no turning back from that.
Yeah. But I think she went out on a high note that she took out, you know, helped take out a little community. Well, she finished the community off.
Right. Because she said they're all dead. All those people that kidnapped us, they're all dead. All right. So that's all of our likes. And then now we have a few dislikes. And actually, while we were watching it.
Well, you know, I have one more like.
Okay.
And this is maybe a little funny like.
Okay.
But you saw when Maggie opened the door, or Daryl, whoever opened the door, Glenn, and when they pointed a gun at each other. Did you see how Pastor Gabriel busted the door? He went in first.
Mm-mm.
He
let Pastor Gabriel ain't fearing shit.
He ain't fearing shit no more.
He's a badass. Okay.
When you go out, I was like, hold up, Pastor Gabriel, you need to stay behind somebody. But then I thought about it, like, you know what? He's been doing this thing. Let him go.
Yeah. Even though it's kind of drastic where he went from, like, super scared to now he's fighting, like, badass fighting. He's not just like, oops, I killed someone here and there. I killed someone. I mean, he's just killing people, you know?
Right. And you're right. He was super scared.
I mean, he was super scared. Remember when Rick and them first met him, how many walkers have he killed? None. You know? So now he went from not killing any walkers, killing any humans.
He was so scared, he locked his whole congregation out.
He was super scared.
Said, nobody getting in here.
Yeah, too scared. So
got them all killed. Man.
I'm cool with it, but it's like, okay, slow down on his badassness. All right. So our dislikes, and we really didn't have much, right?
No,
as we watched
much.
It, we kind of had to like, I guess that kind of got on my nerves. So Gary had one where he said it wasn't a dislike, but you said it was annoying.
Yeah. When she kept asking Carol, what is she afraid of? Like, how many times are you going to ask her that?
Right.
I mean, you asked her, you know, she answered. You asked her again. Then before she killed you, you would ask her again.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought that was cool, though, when Carol was like, I'm doing this or whatever. And when she said, what are you so afraid of? Like, why are you asking someone, what are they so afraid of?
I didn't like that scene right there.
You didn't?
That's one scene I didn't like with Carol in it. When Carol walked up on her before she answered, she said, so what were you afraid of before? And Carol walked to her real slow. And I'm like, no, Carol, shoot her from right there.
Right.
Why are you walking up on her? But Carol walked up on her and then waited till she was in distance for the lady to smack the gun out.
Yeah.
To tell her of doing this.
Yeah, in the zombie apocalypse, if you let somebody knock a gun out of your hand when there should never have been reason for them to have been able to knock a gun out of your hand.
Yeah.
You deserve to get slapped.
Yeah.
At the very minimum.
Yeah.
Because what if she got the gun and then ended up killing Maggie?
And then when she took a swing at Carol, not the gun, that swing was so slow. She was like,
ugh. I saw that swing a mile away.
Yeah.
When she like went, that's like classic movie, I'm going to slap you. And actually, this, that is actually on my dislike. I like that scene, but I guess I didn't because I have Carol letting Paula get away and then letting her get the drop on her. But yeah, when Paula turned her head to the side and you see her hair,
yeah.
And I'm like, okay. Do you not see this hit coming? I mean, I see it.
You don't see this backhand?
Yeah,
about to come.
The backhand is clearly coming.
They used that backhand earlier.
With who?
With Paula's boyfriend. With Paula smacked her. Remember,
you're
he was
right.
Looking down, and then he did the
right.
He did the movie smack.
Yes.
Yeah.
Where you go full swing, you move your whole head, your
whole
body.
Whole head, whole body looking down. That way, you know, you get the full power of it.
Right. But it's like, come on, man. Like, you can't have two back slaps in one episode.
You can't. Not the same way.
Not the same way. Not that close to each other. It's the same episode.
No.
You only have one a season.
Not within the same hour.
Yeah.
Not within the same hour.
I say one a season, really. Because
yeah.
It's two, you know, if we see another back slap next week, it's going to be like, come on, another back slap.
It's just, now that's cliche.
Yeah.
The way they did the back slap.
Yeah, it was a little cliche.
Yeah.
And then why did Paula run and she only ran like 2 feet? She was like around the corner just sitting there. What was she doing? Because she wasn't big. I mean, even if she was hurt, why would you sit there?
Well, she was shot.
Was she shot?
Yeah, Carol shot her in the arm.
Oh, okay. Okay.
She was shot before she backhanded the gun out of Carol's hand.
Wait, she was already shot prior to that, you mean?
Yeah, because remember when a walker came up, one walker got loose and grabbed Carol's arm and the gun went off.
Oh.
And Carol shot her.
Okay, and that's when she ran. Okay.
Yeah.
So you're telling me she was able to back slap Carol with the gunshot wound?
It was the adrenaline.
Okay. Okay.
It was the adrenaline.
Yeah, so that was my only dislike. And even that was just kind of reaching. It was just like, I just didn't really care for that scene. I mean, I liked it in some ways when Carol was like, I didn't want to have to do this or whatever she said. But that back slap was just cliche.
Cliche, super slow.
Right.
And then the sound effect that, like, hello, what are you winding up for? Right. Hello, you about to backhand me.
Yeah, you should be able to see it, especially when you know you're in a confrontation. You should know the backhand's coming pretty soon.
Yeah. But what else?
That is it for our dislikes. That's all we had.
So, yeah, it was a pretty good episode.
Yeah, it was a good episode. It was really good. I enjoyed it. I even enjoyed it the second time.
Right. You're right. The ladies did handle this episode.
Yes, they carried it.
You know, but I don't think all this would be possible if you didn't hear Rick's voice over the walkie-talkie. He made it all possible.
No, let's not try to take the credit away where the credit is due. The woman held it down, and that's just the bottom line. I forgot Rick was in the episode until the very end.
Oh, which, his voice was in the episode.
Which we didn't even discuss. I guess, was it not a like? Was it a like? Was it a dislike? Him killing that guy? I mean, I think we talked about it last night on Instant Cast, but what did you like him killing that guy at the end?
Oh, yeah. The scene looked cool.
Yeah.
I don't have no problem with the scene.
It was kind of sick, though. Like, he killed him so close. Like,
well, that's what he came for. He came to kill Negan, and that's what he thought he was doing. Because he didn't let Negan finish his sentence or whatever. Once the guy said, I'm Negan, it was a wrap.
Right.
Rick just stood back and said, oh, well, pop.
Yeah. Okay. And we see Carol just standing there frozen. It showed her, like, what the fuck? She didn't.
You could tell her emotions are getting to her.
Right.
The way she squeezed a rosary beads with a cross. It was cutting her hand.
Yeah. That was a little, I thought it was a little much.
I thought it was perfect.
Really?
Yeah, because it's showing you she's changing.
Yeah, but why hurt your hand? Like, why do that?
She probably didn't notice it. She probably just so much in shock of what's going on, or just, I guess, so far gone in her feelings that she just probably didn't feel it.
Okay. I can see that. All right. So we don't have any email letters this week, surprisingly. Yolanda, Tiffany, where are you guys at? But we did have a comment last week, and I forgot to mention it. So it was a comment on our Facebook page, and someone had to correct me. That was, let me give her credit, Tanya on Facebook.
Yeah.
So two episodes ago, I believe I for sure said that Carol and Daryl.
Well, I said it.
Yeah, but I said it. I agree, too. That
you agreed.
That they were having sex in season 3.
Yeah. And Tanya checked us real quick.
She checked us so quick. And she had me like, she's like, so this is what she wrote. She kind of clowned us a little now that I'm reading her email. She wrote, okay, listen to the podcast and wonder if we are watching the same show. You guys mentioned Daryl and Carol being together repeatedly in season 3. Now, I thought at first you meant Maggie and Glenn, but you also mentioned them. The most I've seen of Daryl and Carol is Carol kissing him on the forehead. Neither of them has been with anyone. Can you point me to those episodes because I missed it? Also, when Maggie told Gregory she wanted one more thing, I thought it was the ultrasound she wanted. Earlier in the episode when her and Glenn were planting the tomatoes, the undertone was that she was worried about the baby, and Glenn reassures her it will grow. So I thought the ultrasound was the physical reassurance she needed. Your thoughts?
And she was right.
She was right, I believe, on both accounts, actually.
And yeah.
That's why we want to hear from you guys, because sometimes we're talking about it and we're thinking one thing, and then you guys can be like, no, that's not what happened at all.
Yeah. Yeah, she checked us kind of quick.
And we love when you guys write us and tell us these things.
Right.
So, yeah. So let's talk about her first point, Daryl and Carol, because I was like, still like, nope, they were together. And she's like, which episode? So I went through and I was like doing my hardest to find which episode. And it was actually season 3, episode 1. I have about 14 minutes in. But I admit it. I said after watching again, they were just flirting. But for some reason, all these years since that episode, I thought they were having sex. I honestly did. I just thought it never showed it.
Right.
Because Carol was like, they were saying something about, let's go down. Like, I want to go down. I don't know. Daryl was like, I'm going to go down first. And Carol was like, yeah, that's how I like it. So I thought they were about to go down. Like, you know, I thought it was serious. And I just figured they never showed us. You know, sometimes they never show certain couples having sex. Yeah. But you know they're having sex. So.
Well, it would be kind of weird to show Daryl and Carol having sex anyway.
Yeah. And at the time, I thought it was weird, but I was like, oh, they're together. And then so much shit happened. I was like, oh, we never got to see it. That's what I always assumed. Right. So thank you, Tanya. Yes, you're right on that part. And then with the whole Maggie and Gregory agreement where I said I thought the one more thing she said she wanted was probably going to, we never heard what it was, but I assumed it was going to be the painting that he talked about. But as she addressed the ultrasound, makes a lot more sense now that she put it out there.
Yeah.
You know?
Makes a little more sense.
Yeah, it makes a little more sense. I mean, why the painting? I mean, I just assumed, because then what was the point of that conversation with the painting? You know?
To fool you.
To fool me into thinking that's what she requested. Yeah. And that would have been a little petty if she did that too, I guess.
Yeah, it didn't fool Tanya.
Nope, it didn't fool you, Tanya. So thank you for writing us in. We appreciate it. And we'd love to hear from you guys as well. Hit us up on Facebook.com/verdictsin or Twitter at @TheVerdictsIn. And then our email, dead@theverdictsin.com. And we also have an IG at @TheVerdictsIn there. And we actually released our instant cast from last night on YouTube. We just added pictures and stuff. But check us out there. I worked real hard on that video. So it's our instant cast. I don't know if we'll do more on YouTube because it takes a long time if you want to have different pictures on there. So, but check us out anywhere you can. And, of course, always leave us a review and rating on iTunes if you like us. So now for our award.
Okay. I guess I'll start this off. So I'm going to start off with the I Ain't Fearing Shit Award. And I think the person who deserves the I Ain't Fearing Shit Award, Pastor Gabriel, for coming in with... I'm just
like, oh, say what?
I got to give it to Maggie. Because Maggie was a badass. She was a badass. She wasn't fearing anything. I mean, with a gun pointed at her, she still said, I'm not dying today. I don't plan on dying today.
Right.
It don't get better than that.
Damn, Gary. You know, this I Ain't Fearing Shit is getting a little controversial. Because I had Maggie, and then I was like, nah, Gary's going to give it to Carol. I'll probably just go ahead and agree with him. And I said, everyone really liked Carol, so I'll just probably give it to Carol. But But honestly, last night, my initial thought was to give it to Maggie. So I'm going to go ahead and agree with you, because I was going to switch it to Carol, because I was like, Nicole, just keep it safe. People, you know, I don't want no one complaining that I gave it to Maggie rather than Carol, but F it. You gave it to Maggie. You were brave. I'm giving it to Maggie, too, because I thought she really kicked ass. I really did.
Yeah, she did.
She was stupid for being there, but she wasn't fearing shit.
She wasn't.
She tried to beat the guy up, even though she was all handcuffed or whatever she was.
What do you mean try? She did beat the guy up.
She did beat him up. She did do a little karate move, because how she like side swipe him, like trip him.
Yeah.
You know, when's the last time you tripped somebody? You know, you haven't tripped somebody since you were like 8 years old.
I thought he just went down a little too easy with the trip.
No, her trip was super cool.
Like, he didn't stumble, or he didn't just stumble and catch himself. He just went all the way down.
Well, she didn't trip him with just one foot. It was like two. I mean, it was a cool trip.
Well, she was sitting down.
Yeah, it was just a too cool trip, but I liked it.
Yeah, but that's that I Ain't Fearing Shit trip.
Right. Like, boom. I only got one shot at this. So, yeah. I Ain't Fearing Shit goes to Maggie.
Followed up by I Ain't Fearing Shit headbutt.
Right.
So, yeah, she was bad. She was badass.
Yeah. Okay. And you know what? She's even more badass. Before Carol came and killed that lady, she was about to whoop that lady's ass. When she looked down at her stomach and saw the lady almost cut her.
Yeah.
Oh, there was some fire in her. So, yeah, I'm going to give it to Maggie, too.
Yeah. And the most likely to die, I'm going to have to say, Pastor Gabriel.
Pastor Gabriel.
I don't think he'll make out this building. I think since he went in first to clear it out, the next episode gonna come on with him not making it out. They're gonna leave, but he's still gonna be in there.
Well, I know they need to go back to the original building and check everything now. Hopefully they've done that already.
Yeah, they do.
Most likely to die. I know last week I named three people. I'm just gonna give it to, who did I name? I named Abraham and I don't even remember who the other people were. So I'm just gonna give it to Abraham. Yeah, I'm gonna give it to Abraham. He's gonna die. Like, unfortunately, it's so strong-handed. I thought he was gonna die first half. So I'm surprised he made it this far. But he's gonna die. So I'm gonna give it to Abraham.
I don't agree with you. They can't take out Abraham.
I don't know. And The Walking Dead's really good. When they show the previews for next week, you it's not big to where, like, oh, I know what's going to happen. Because I don't even remember what the previews were. Yeah,
they don't really show nothing.
They don't show nothing. They show Rick with the guns. Yeah. Like, okay, that could be from any season, you know? Yeah. So
that's why I'd be thinking they'd be showing those. I'd be like, hold up, man. Didn't this already happen?
Right. It's from season 3. But anywho, yeah, so.
Yeah, they were real secretive about it.
Yes, I like that.
They know we're going to watch.
Yes.
They're like, oh, let's just show them a preview we showed like 3 seasons ago.
Right. They know we're going to watch, so.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that is everything. We appreciate you guys listening to us as always. We will be back next Sunday with our instant cast next Sunday evening. And then we podcast on Monday nights and the episode releases on Tuesday. So thank you for listening. We appreciate it.
We appreciate you.
I'm Nicole.
I'm Gary.
Good night.
Good night.